You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, December the 23rd. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a bumper 8 race card this evening from Ireland's all-weather circuit. Decent action we've got as well. Plenty of tough handicaps, decent maidens as well. And on the last day's racing before Christmas, of course, we'd like to put a few quid in our coffers as well to pay for those last-minute Christmas presents. So hopefully we can have a decent evening tonight. We begin, as ever, with the first race, the 4:30, which is a mile-rated race. The one I quite like here is Dance Alone from the Inform Damien English Stable. Now, Damien has done really well in the last couple of weeks, and this horse has added to one or two nice victories from this stable, including Geological, who runs later on in the card. So obviously the yard's in good form. This horse was really impressive visually and on the speed figures when he won on the 26th of December, staying on quite nicely in the latter stages after racing prominently throughout. The only question mark I've got against him is, will he stay the trip? This will be the first time that he's tried a mile. Of course, it is a little bit of a guessing game, being as he's from the 5 furlong, 6 furlong background. But like I say, he stayed on well in a good time figure last time out to suggest that he might well get it. And certainly Damien English seems to think that way as well. So from a low draw, I'd expect Dance Alone to go very well there. Just a couple to consider at bigger prices are Shannon Soul, who's got some good back numbers over a mile here, and didn't run too badly on his last start over this distance back in May when he's third behind Hurricane Cass. The other one to mention would be a Shin Impala. He was a bit disappointing over a mile and a quarter the last day, but his two previous runs over a mile respectively behind the likes of Chestnut Fire and Hurricane Cass would definitely give him an each-way chance. So those are my three that I'd include in my sort of trifecta perms, but Dance Alone would be the number one choice.
Race two.
The logical choice here would be to go with George Bull, who arrives here in excellent heart following two good performances of late. That second behind Little Miss Willow was backed up by a nice victory here on the 9th of December when he stayed on very strongly off the back of Sound Fraction, set by front running Fox Dream to win going away in the closing stages. Certainly to suggest that he'll have no problem with the extra furlong here tonight. Nicely drawn from an informed stable. We obviously know he goes really well here at Dundalk. The selection would be George Bull, but we'd certainly have to consider Eagle Spirit as the most likely danger. This horse hasn't run since the 25th of September when he ran in a Group 2 on heavy ground at the Curragh behind Stab Companion Capri, and the fact that he was in such exalted company suggests that Joseph O'Brien does think quite a bit of this horse. Now, he's very much got a fast ground action, having watched him throughout the summer period, so I do think this is a wise move by Connections to run him here at Dundalk. Certainly expect him to be the most potent threat to my number one selection, George Bull.
Race number 3.
The nap of the night and the best bet on the card comes in the shape of November Tail in this 7 furlong maiden. This set filly by Casamento caught the eye here last time out over a mile when from a slow beginning in a poor track position, she finished off her race very strongly to be an eye catching and never near a fourth behind a very easy winner on the night, Dreamy Gal. I'd certainly expect this horse to improve both mentally and physically from that run. Of course, that was her first run since the middle of June. And given that Jura Lyons horses often improve for the outing here on the all-weather surface at Dundalk, I'd expect a huge amount of improvement as well from this horse this evening. Nicely drawn as well in the hands of Colin Keane. Doesn't particularly look a very strong maiden either. It's certainly a race well within the compass of this November Tail on the evidence of what we saw here a few weeks ago. So she's the nap of the night. Just another one to mention is a horse called Lucky Ellen from the David Budd stable. Although this horse is a 25-1 shot on debut at Nace, that wasn't a bad maiden this horse took part in on that particular occasion. And I quite like the way that she finished off her race to finish a never near a seventh. But the number one choice, without a doubt, is November Tail.
Race 4.
The 7 furlong maiden, which comes up at 6 o'clock, and we've got the long running saga of Thomas O'Malley, who up to now has had 7 attempts to try and get his head in front. He's managed to finish second on a couple of occasions, as he did last time out behind a lovely horse of Mickey Halfen's called Yulong Jainim. That wasn't a bad effort at all in the first time blinkers, but he just tends to run in snatches a little bit, this horse, and he's not one to trust at a very short price. So therefore I'm just going to pass him over in favour of the second favourite here in the shape of Sir Danino. Now this horse is a little bit more easy to explain, albeit he was a 66-1 poke here the last day. I thought he showed plenty of promise in chasing home Mickey Halford's Heat of the Day in quite a good speed figure race, and he went down all guns blazing as well on that occasion. So he's obviously come on quite considerably from his first two outings when he didn't show a great deal. So that certainly suggests to me that this colt by famous name is very much at home on an all-weather surface. Nicely drawn right in the middle of the track with Podrick Beggy on board. I'd expect Sir Danilo certainly to put it up anyway to the favourite Thomas O'Malley in race number four.
Race five.
The best race on the card then. All the big guns are out here tonight. Plenty of horses have been running really well in all the best 7 furlong stroke mile handicaps over recent times. The standout performer here to me on the numbers is Chestnut Fire, a horse that I tipped and napped here last time out. Unfortunately, couldn't quite reel back in Red Avenger, who got first run on him on that occasion, but he tried all the way to the line and he only just went down by a narrow margin. Prior to that, he'd been very good also here on the 9th of November when he quickened up very smartly in a small but select field to win with any amount in hand. Certainly suggested that he's very much going the right way. And even though he got beat last time out, I'm prepared to give him from that on that occasion and go with him again. I really do like Chestnut Fire. You'd certainly have to respect the likes of the Mouse Doctor, who've got very good form here and plenty of back class, and of course Geological, who finally got off the mark here at the umpteenth time of asking in the hands of Michelle Hamilton here last time out. Ishibaya Grey is definitely another one to consider. Got a bad draw here last time out, but is much better drawn here tonight in stall one. But Chestnut Fire is a horse I've got an utmost amount of respect for, and hopefully he'll get the job done tonight.
Race number six.
Zanzibil's bound to be a popular choice here from the Gordon Elliott stable, having finished second in a red hot handicap over a mile and a half behind Song of Love here last week. Now the time figure of that race was excellent and the form looks relatively solid in relation to the context of the tonight, but the problem is with Gordon Elliott's charge, he's drawn in stall 14. Now I know it's a mile and a half, but he's going to have to use up a little bit of petrol from that outside gate in the early stages, so that slightly tempers my enthusiasm to a small degree to odds around about 2-1, so therefore I'm going to pass him over in favour of Gerlines's filly in the shape of the Paris Shrug, who's just had a couple of outings so far in its career, including here last time out over tonight's course and distance when running a really nice race from the back of the field to finish second to Dancing Doll in quite a good time figure race. Similar to the favourite, that was horse that night was drawn quite badly in stall 13, so therefore I upgraded the performance, thought it was a decent effort by this filly to get so close. Out of a stout pedigree, we obviously know this horse goes on the all-weather, and from a nice draw I'd expect the Paris Shrug to justify each way bets there in race number six.
Race 7.
Plenty of informed rivals here, Lockhorns once again, including Super Focus and Pay With Gold, and those are the two that I'm going to concentrate on here. My vote just goes in the favour of Thomas Cleary's charge on this occasion, mainly due to the fact that she's now running over a best distance, certainly in my eyes anyway. That mile and a quarter distance really suited her here two starts ago when she started very strongly to win by a very ready looking three lengths, and the time figure of the race suggested that she's very much going the right direction by running out the week after, but unfortunately they dropped back to a mile, just found her getting outpaced by horses who are a little bit more accomplished at that trip. However, she did keep on quite nicely in the end to finish third, and a reproduction of that run in particular, now stepping up to a mile and a quarter, should see Super Focus get back to close to winning ways here tonight, and it's 7-1 with William Hill. That doesn't look a bad each way price. I'd certainly suggest that Paved With Gold is the main danger, as I suspected, given that this horse stayed on very strongly last time out over a mile. It certainly indicated he should have no problems with a mile and a quarter, and he's very much the main threat, but Super Focus is the choice each way in race number seven.
And the final race.
I was really impressed with the way that Power Grid powered to victory here a couple of weeks ago, and he's the automatic choice in the hands of Kevin Manning. Now this horse improved dramatically from his previous run, where to be fair he was a little bit unlucky. He got no run two starts ago down the lane when he was running over the back of rivals, so he wasn't exactly winning out of turn, and he certainly threatened to do so on many occasions here, but the key to him was obviously the first time cheek pieces and the step up in trip, and that obviously worked the Oracle. Now he has gone up £12 subsequently in the handicap, which could cause a little bit of a concern, and he has got a high draw in stall 11, but hopefully those two imposts won't prove any barrier to success here tonight for this inform gelding by Frozen Power. So Power Grid is the obvious choice in the final race. Thank you much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you again on the 26th of December, Boxing Day, where we're going to give a full preview of the Leopardstown card. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.